兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上，小弟奉主耶稣圣名来谈谈审判与怜悯相会之处。
This evening, I would like to share with all of you the topic where mercy and judgment meet in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们最近读经在读历代志上。
We're recently reading the book of First Chronicles.
今天是读二十一章。
Tonight we're reading chapter 21.
历代志上二十一章很重要。
Chapter 21 of First Chronicles is very important.
因为这一章在记录将来圣殿的所在地。
Because this is the chapter where it records the future location of the temple.
那这个地点是怎么来的？
And where did this location come from?
其实就在说明神他为了要审判人的罪。
And this was actually to explain to us, in order to judge our sin.
可是最后神的怜悯还是得胜了。
Even though God needs to judge our sin, but God's mercy triumphs in the end.
在这个审判与怜悯相会的地方就建立了圣殿。
And this is where judgment and mercy meet, and this is where the temple is established.
那这个圣殿，这个地点是建立在一个禾场上的。
And this location, this temple, is established on the threshing floor.
那这个地点是神亲自指定的。
And this location is the location where God personally decided.
这个地点又跟当初神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候有关系的。
And this location also has some relationship with the beginning where God made his covenant with Abraham.
这是当初神的百姓他们所不了解的地方。
And this was something that the people of God did not understand.
甚至是最开始大卫所不明白的。
And this was also where David did not understand in the beginning.
但是后来我们就明白为什么神要这样子指定。
But then later on, we understood why God instructed them to do so.
我们如果要建设神的家，
if we want to establish or build up the house of God,
就是教会。
Which is the church,
也是神的圣殿，
which is also the temple of God.
我们一定要从历代志上这一章来看看建造圣殿的根基在哪里。
Then we need to read 1 Chronicles chapter 21 and understand where the foundation of the temple is.
这个圣殿不单是要建设在这个地上。
And not only is this temple going to be established in this earth,
就是我们弟兄姐妹之间所成立的教会，
which is the church that is established between brothers and sisters.
更是要建立在我们的心里。
But all the more, it needs to be established in our hearts.
所以，我们将来在天上的永远的住处，地上的教会，我们心里的神的殿都要合一。
And so the eternal home that we have in heaven and the temple of God in our hearts and also the church in this earth, all these need to be unified.
都建立在相同的根基上。
All these are established on the same foundation.
以神他永远不变的原则建造起来的，
which is the never changing principle of God.
我们现在请看第二十一章第一节。
Let's read chapter 21 of verse 1.
一节到第三节。
Let's read from verses 1 to 3. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. 2. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. And Joab answered,May the Lord make his people 100 times more than they are. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt in Israel? Verse 4. Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore, Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem.
这是一开头描述是撒旦起来攻击以色列人。
In the beginning, this describes here that it was Satan who stood up against Israel.
这一章跟撒母耳记下二十四章是相对称的。
And this chapter is comparable to 2 Samuel chapter 24.
那当然，他在描述大卫想要数点百姓的这件事情上，他的描述方法有点不一样。
And even though the description of the event of David wanting to number the people, the description was a little different.
因为在撒母耳记下，他是说是神向以色列人发怒，然后就激动大卫， 然后去数点百姓。
Because in 2 Samuel chapter 24, it said it was the anger of the Lord that was aroused against Israel, and he moved David.
好，那在历代志的作者他是说是撒旦来攻击以色列，然后就激动大卫。
But the author of 1 Chronicles wrote that it was Satan who stood up against Israel and moved David.
这两个讲法都没有，其实都没有错。
And actually, these two descriptions were not wrong or against each other.
因为这是从不同的角度来讲这件事情。
Because it was a description from different perspectives.
这件事情一定是在神允许下所进行的。
This event happened under the God allowed it to happen.
其实从第二十历代志上的二十章到二十一章呢，这当中有大概二十年的间隔。
In actuality, from 1 Chronicles chapter 20 until 21, this period of time was 20 years.
那历代志上20章第一节说过了一年，现在那个约押出去打仗。
In chapter 20, verse 1, it says, it happened in the spring of that year, Joab led out the armed forces.
那这个其实就是撒母耳记下第十一章那里所记载大卫犯罪那个时候。
And this was actually what was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 11, the time when David sinned.
那大卫犯罪之后，国家就开始不平安了。
And after David sinned, then the country started to not have peace.
那接下来就是大卫的家内乱，这个暗嫩呢去侮辱自己的姐妹。
And then what happened later on was that the family of David started to have chaos, which was Amnon. He actually defiled his half-sister.
然后接下去就是亚撒龙叛变，大卫逃亡。
And then right after that, it was Absalom who revolted against David, and David had to flee.
那这个就是大概这个前后大概就经过了二十年了。
And so all these happened in about a period of 20 years.
那这当中其实百姓大卫犯罪，百姓也犯错。
And so during this period of time, David sinned, and also the people were sinning.
所以从国家领导人到祭司到百姓，其实都得罪神。
And so up from the leader of the country until the priests and also the people of the country, all of them sinned against God.
这是我们在看撒母耳记上记下那历史的描述，我们会看到的事实。
And this is something that we could understand or see when we're reading the history of the Israel in the book of 2 Samuel.
这是为什么神要向以色列人发怒。
And that is why God was angry against his people.
神的发怒绝对不是没有原因的。
God's anger always had a reason.
一定是百姓犯错，不然神公义的神绝对不会无故发怒。
It was because the people sinned against him, or else this righteous God would never be angry.
好，那现在神发怒，我们从历代志上的结果就看了，撒旦就成为这个工具，成为他去激动大卫，去数点百姓。接下来就是神的处罚的经过了。
And so because the people sinned against God and God was angry with them, and so what happened afterwards because it was Satan became a tool that was used to move against David to make the people sin.
所以最后就是大卫他的那个心被激动起来。
And so the result was that David's heart was moved.
他的激动就是他想要去数点他国家到底有多少军队。
And this movement was to number in his country how many army or people in the army did he have.
因为第二节是说他说要去数点以色列人，其实是真正是数点军队有多少人。
In verse 2 it tells us David said go number Israel, but in actuality he wanted to find out exactly how many people are in the army.
那所以这个跟民数记里面那个数点百姓是不一样的。
And so this was different from what was recorded in the book of Numbers where they were the people were numbered.
民数记里面曾经有两次神要摩西数点百姓。
There were two times in the book of Numbers that God wanted Moses to number the people.
那是出于神的旨意。
And that was from the will of God.
第一次是为了要去把这个以色列百姓组织起来，组成神的军队。
And the first time it was for the purpose of organizing the people of God to organize the army of God.
第二次40年之后是为了要分配土地。
And the second time after 40 years the purpose was to for the allotment of land.
那之后就没有再数点百姓了。
And after that it was never numbered.
那接下来就是这一次大卫他为了要知道他国力到底有多强，他特别命令约押这个元帅带领军队民众的首领出去。
And then the Next time was in this event where David told Joab to lead the people out to number the army of Israel.
在第三节我们就看到这个约押这个元帅，他约押其实不是一个属灵的人，他不是一个完，他在跟大卫比较起来，他有很多缺点。
So verse 3, we see that Joab, in actuality, this general, he was not a very spiritual person. And in comparison with David, Joab had a lot of shortcomings.
但是连这个约押他都觉得，这样的事情会得罪神。
But even Joab felt like something like this would sin against God.
他说他提醒大卫不要去算，不要去算军队到底有多少人啊。
And so he reminded David and said, "Don't number how many armies or how many people are in the army."
很显然，约押作为大卫的元帅，他知道大卫的用意在哪里。
And so, Joab being the general of David, he knew what David's intention was.
因为这个时候，大卫他国度很稳了。
Because at this time, David's kingdom was established.
神帮助他一路打胜仗，把国家都把敌人都制服了。
God helped David have many victories, and so all the enemies were subdued.
那其实后来经过那个亚撒龙叛变之后
，and after Absalom revolted,
那其实大卫本身他神还是让他很平安、很顺利的王位继续的。
God still allowed David to keep his throne.
那所以呢，当时候大卫其实有点想要了解说到底他的。
And so at this time, David wanted to know exactly how powerful his country is. But Joab understood that their victories came from the abundance of God. It was more important to have God's blessing and abundance than to have a multitude of armies. And so what is important is not to sin against God. Basically to give all the glory to God. But at this time, David was unable to accept this recommendation by Joab. And so he insists on numbering the people, and so Joab had to obey.
所以呢，约押就出去算算，其实这个整个苏联百姓用了大概超过九个月的时间。
And so Joab let the people out to start number the armies, and this whole event took more than about 9 months.
这个在历代志下，不在那个撒母耳记下会看到的。
And this was something that we could read in 2 Samuel.
那结果呢？你看第七节说，神就不喜悦这个大卫做这件苏联百姓的事。
And so we see in verse 7 that God was displeased with this thing.
结果呢，他说神就降灾祸给以色列人了。
And therefore he struck Israel.
那这个就是神发怒的结果。
And this was the result of God's anger.
那这个发怒呢，其实让大卫马上他可以了解啊，这个他就跟神祷告说，我做这个事大有罪孽了。
And so because of this anger, David immediately understood and he said, I have sinned greatly.
那现在他是第八节说，求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因为我所行的真是愚昧。
And in verse 8, David said, because I have done this thing, but now I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
你看他这里第七节所说的神降灾祸呢，其实跟后来的第十四节哈。十四节这里说，当时候瘟疫发作，以色列百姓死了七万人，有关系。
And so we see that in verse 7, God was displeased with Israel, therefore he struck Israel. It is in relation to verse 14, where it said, "The Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell."
就是这个时候，其实神一发怒，这个百姓就开始有人死了。
Because as soon as God started to be angry, then the people started dying.
因为你开始要统计说死多少人，这个要统计是七万人，这是一个大数目。
Because in order to find out the exact number of people dying, 70,000, that is a very great number.
因为那是整个以色列国度哦。
Because this was happening throughout the whole land of Israel.
这些消息、这些资料都要传到耶路撒冷往这边来啊。
And all these information need to be passed down to Jerusalem to the king.
所以我们要注意这个时间，这个灾祸是有时间在进行的。
And so we need to pay attention to this plague that it was happening as this event was recorded.
这个时候大卫他马上醒悟。 他知道是他犯罪，所以遭受神的处罚了。
And so at this point, David immediately realized his mistake, and he realized it was because he sinned that God punished them.
他自己说，我所行的是愚昧事。
And he himself said, "What I have done was very foolish."
那表示说，他当时已经看出他自己的，他也了解他自己的心态，其实是为了要凸显他自己国力的强盛。他有很多军队，因为第五节讲他的军队有100多万呢。
And so we could see that he admitted that his intention, what his intention was, is to see how powerful his army was. Because in verse 5, we could see that he had 100,000 men, and that was a lot of people.
超过100万。
Well, it was more than 1 million.
这是一个很大的数字，军队来说。
And this is a great number of army.
一个当时候大卫的整个这个百姓，你看他的疆界，以及他现在拥有的这个20岁以上的兵丁，你就知道说当时候他个人荣耀有多大。
And so, if we understood the boundaries of David's kingdom and also how many armies he had, people who were over the age of 20 who were in the army, then we could see that his glory and his power was great at the time.
这个时候其实凸显出大卫他潜在的骄傲的心理。
And so this actually showed a hidden pride in David's heart.
那这个就是罪。
And this was sin.
为了要凸显人的荣耀。
In order to show the glory of man.
就是从个人的骄傲的心开始的。
And this started from a heart of pride.
那结果就造成了这个灾难性的毁灭。
But then this resulted in a big disaster.
那这个就对当时候百姓来说，他们一有瘟疫出现，大家死的，他们一定不知道到底是怎么一回事，怎么会这样子突然发生这种事。
For the people at the time, they didn't know what happened. How come all of a sudden, there was a plague and people started dying?
我们就看到说，这个领导人如果犯错，遭殃的是这些百姓。
And so we could see that the leader, if the leader made a mistake, then the people suffered.
那这个时候，你看第九节接下去，神就去吩咐大卫的先见加德，要加德去传信息的。
And so we see again in verse 9, at this time the Lord spoke to Gad to tell him to pass on the message.
这次的审判非常特别。
And this particular judgment was special.
大卫知道他自己犯错，他有罪了。
Because David knew that he made a mistake and he had sinned.
已经在发怒了嘛。
And God was already angry.
那就是当时以色列人百姓已经开始在死人了。
And the people of Israel, they started dying.
那这个时候神他特别给大卫有选择。
But at this time, God gave David a choice.
三种灾祸，看你自己选，你选哪一种。
For three kinds of punishments, he let David choose.
那瘟疫不是那个饥荒三年。
Famine for 3 years.
被敌人拿刀剑追赶3个月。
Or be pursued by the sword of his enemy for 3 months.
十二节错说，或者在你的国中有神的刀，就是三日的瘟疫。
Or in his land, the sword of the Lord, which is the plague for 3 days.
那这个就是神的使者在以色列四境施行毁灭。
Which was the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel.
你看当时候先知说，你想一想看，你要哪一种，然后你再跟我说，我回去跟神报告。
And the prophet, the seer at that time, told David, "Well, think about it, and then I will report back to God."
当时候第十三节。大卫他跟先知说很这个选择题很难。
And in verse 13, David said to the prophet, "This is very difficult for me to choose."
因为好像从三年到三个月到三天啊。
Because from 3 years to 3 months and to 3 days.
这个时间不是问题。
The time is not really an issue.
问题是他要落在谁的手上。
But the issue was who did he want to fall into the hands of?
当时候，大卫他想到一件事。
At that time, David remembered something.
他记住神的特质。
He remembered the special characteristic of God.
这位神是有怜悯、守约、施慈爱的神。
And this God was a God who was filled with mercy and he keeps his covenant.
所以他最后选择我不要落入在人的手上。
And so in the end, he chose not to be fallen into the hands of man.
我愿落在神的手中。
But he was willing to fall into the hand of God.
因为神有丰盛的怜悯。
Because God is filled with mercy.
我们如果把人跟神做个比较。
If we do a comparison between man and God.
从面对错误要施行刑罚的时候，这个做比较。
We can compare when we make mistakes and receiving punishments in the, comparing this aspect.
我们发现其实有时候人非常残忍。
Well, realize that sometimes man is very cruel.
因为人通常会想要报复。
Because man tends to want to have revenge.
人的报复就是要把人置于死地。
And the revenge of man wants to put another person to death.
所以这是为什么律法特别要声明，人如果要报复的时候，一定有一个范围。
And that is why in the law, it specified that if man wanted to have revenge, there had to be a boundary.
最多只能够以眼还眼，以手还手，以牙还牙。
And the most is that an eye for an eye, a hand for a hand, and a tooth for a tooth.
不可以超过。
And you cannot go over that.
那因为人通常在这种愤怒当中，通常都是要毁灭。
Because most of the time in man's anger, destruction follows.
但是神就不一样。
But God is different.
神如果施行审判的时候，
When God performs his judgment,
他并不是要把人毁灭。
His purpose is not to destroy man.
他是要人悔改。
He wanted man to repent.
他要用这个刑罚让人可以回头。
He wanted to use this punishment to make man return.
所以神他是爱。
So God is love.
出于爱的管教是要让人有机会回头的。
And the punishment through love is to give man an opportunity to return.
所以当时候大卫他很知道神的特质。
And so David knew very clearly this characteristic of God.
他说我宁可落在神的手里。
And so he said, "Let me fall into the hand of God."
其实当时候大卫也没有跟那个先知说，我到底要选第一项、第二项、第三项啊。
So actually, David didn't tell the prophet which one he chose, the first one, second one, or the third one.
他只是说我宁可选择落在神的手里。
All he said was that I rather let me fall into the hand of God.
啊，结果呢？哎，看现在瘟疫就开始在以色列当中发动。
And then we see that the plague started in Israel.
就死了70,000人了。
And so 70,000 men died.
那这个时候，其实我们就看到说。那个大卫他的罪带来很严重的后果。
And so we see here that David's sin brought about a very severe consequence.
那这个是神的使者到以色列的四境去施行毁灭的。
And this was the angel of God going throughout all the territory of Israel to destroy it.
好，那现在神派使者，他说现在轮到要来灭耶路撒冷城了。
And then so God sent an angel. Now it's the turn on Jerusalem's turn.
那刚要灭的时候。
And when he was about to destroy it,
也就是说，这个神的使者现在进入耶路撒冷城，这个是最后京城，这个京城人最多。
And so, which was to say, this angel of God, he was about to enter this capital, which was filled or the most populated place.
那如果耶路撒冷城百姓灭了。
And if the people died or were destroyed in Jerusalem,
那这个国就没有了。
Then this country was probably done.
那这个时候你就看到说，哎，神看见就后悔了。
But then at this time we see that God looks and he relented.
神就跟天使说，好了，够了，不要再做下去了。
So God told the angel, "It is enough. Restrain your hand."
那个时候第十五节特别说，神的使者站在耶布斯人阿尔兰的禾场那里。
And in verse 15, it specifically said that the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
那这个时候，你看第十六节说，大卫他举目看见使者站在天地间。
And then verse 16 says, David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven.
他现在手里有拔出来的刀，伸在耶路撒冷上面。
Having in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem.
这一个神的使者手上有一把拔出来的刀。
So this angel of the Lord had a sword drawn in his hand.
这个刀他现在是放在什么地方？
And where was the sword at?
就是这个地方要施行毁灭。
And that was where it would be destroyed.
这个就是神的审判。
And that's the judgment of God.
这个就是在旧约圣经里面我们看到的神审判的标准图像。
And this is what we can see in the Old Testament, a model image of God's judgment.
我们注意看，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候。
When we read very carefully the event when Adam and Eve sinned,
他们需要被神审判。
They needed to be judged by God.
后来他们就被赶出伊甸园了。
Later on, they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
那神用什么样的方式来表达这个审判呢？
And what image or what did God use to represent this judgment?
请看三章创世纪三章二十四节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 24.Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Here was the angel or the messenger of God, and also the flaming sword. So this is the judgment of God.Man could no longer return to the Garden of Eden.
接下来呢，我们看民数记二十二章。
Later on, let's read Numbers chapter 22.
那巴兰的故事我们听过的。
We have heard of the story of Balaam.
民数记二十二章，如果看三十一节。
Let's read Numbers 22, verse 31.
神的使者一样，手里呢有一把拿出来的刀。
The same, the messenger of God had a drawn sword.
哦，那个时候，这个时候，巴兰他眼睛看到以后。
And at this time, when Balaam's eyes were opened,
哦，他就伏在那个使者面前。
He fell flat on his face in front of the messenger.
天使就跟他讲了。
And the angel told him,
如果不是这只驴救了你，你早就没命了。
If it wasn't because of your donkey who saved your life, you would have died.
因为神的使者手上有一把拔出来的刀，你一过去你就没命。
Because the angel of the Lord had a sword drawn in his hand, and so if he had to pass it, then he would have died.
哦，所以。接下去我们因为我们没有时间，我们不用需要详细看《生命记》三十二章，在讲预言的时候也是这样讲。
And because of time restraint, we'll not flip to it. But Deuteronomy 32, it also mentioned the same thing when it was talking about the prophecy of life.
以赛亚书耶稣雅记第五章的这个神军队的元帅手上有一把拿出来的刀。
Same thing, Joshua chapter 5, the general or the army, the general of the army of God, he also had a sword in his hand.
这个就是要对当时耶利哥城的审判。
And this was the judgment to the city of Jericho at the time.
然后最后我们现在看，直接看启示录十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
请看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
十五节。
Verse 15. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Thrusting your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.16. So he who sat on the cloud, thrusting his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. 17. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. 18. And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrusting your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. 19. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
你看这里最后这个天使他要来收割庄稼的时候，是手上有一把，也是一样，这个是拔出来的刀。
And so we see at the end when the angel of the Lord was to harvest, he also had a drawn sharp sickle.
要他是要把这些庄稼收起来，放在神愤怒酒榨里面。
He needed to harvest all these harvests and put them in the barn of God.
这个就是最后神的审判。
And this was the final judgment of God.
我们就看到，当时候大卫他看到异象，这个神的审判就在他的面前。
And so we see that David at that time he saw a vision, of the judgment of God presenting in front of him.
当时候。你看大卫跟长老他们说穿麻衣匍匐在地上。
And so at that time, we see that David told the leaders of the people to put on their sackcloths and fell face down towards God.
历代志上二十一章第 第十七节这个时候就特别看到大卫再一次的祷告。
And in chapter 21 of verse 17 of 1 Chronicles, we see another prayer made by David.
第八节那里是大卫第一次祷告。
In verse 8, that was the first prayer that David made.
现在第十七节，他看到异象之后，他再一次祷告。
In verse 17, after he saw the vision, he again made a prayer.
因为他犯罪，结果呢，神处罚的是百姓，瘟疫是在民中。
Because he was the one who sinned, but God was punishing the people. The plague was happening among the people, and he himself was fine.
我们看到这个时候，大卫他这个是神的牧者的心情就跑出来了。
And so at this time, we see David's heart of being the shepherd of God.
你看大卫的心跟扫罗王的心不一样。
We see the heart of David was very different from the heart of Saul.
扫罗王他曾经下命令说。这个百姓如果没有把如果没有把那敌人消灭，都不能吃东西。
King Saul once commanded the people, saying that no one can eat unless every single enemy was killed.
后来约拿单他吃了东西了。
And later on, Jonathan ate something.
但是因为就是因为约拿单吃东西，他有力气，所以他就把敌人都把他除尽了。
But because Jonathan ate food, he had the strength to destroy all the enemies.
但是后来你看。扫罗王一发现这个事情以后
，But later on, when King Saul realized what happened,
那个心甚至连约拿单都把他杀了。
His heart was so hard that he was going to kill Jonathan.
他一点都没有想到百姓在这个他的军队是在受苦。
He never once thought about how his people, his army, was suffering.
他只想到他自己的尊严。
All he was thinking about was his own dignity.
他竟然敢违背我的命令。
And he said, "How could you possibly disobey my command?"
违背我的命令就该死。
And if you disobey my command, you deserve to die.
那这个时候，你看扫罗那个心，他就跟神的这个牧者的心差很多了。
And so we see that the heart of Saul was very different from being a shepherd of God.
但是如果现在看大卫
，But if we look at David,
他现在他自己犯错，他知道了。
He knew that he had committed sin.
可是当神在处罚百姓的时候
，But when God was punishing the people.
这个时候，这个使者手上这个伸出来的刀是在耶路撒冷上面。
The angel of God, with the drawn sword, it was over the city of Jerusalem.
他看着他受不了了。
When he saw that, he couldn't stand it.
你看他身穿麻衣，表示他自己真的悔改。
He was clothed in sackcloth. It showed that he was truly repentant.
在神面前是真的是哀伤痛悔。
And this in front of God was true sorrow and repentance.
他现在跟神说，是我犯罪，我行恶。
And so he said to God, "It was I who committed sin and evil."
他们没有做什么事，他们没有做什么事啊。
But the people did not do anything wrong.
他说，愿神的手攻击我跟我的户家。
And he said, "Let your hand, I pray, attack me and my father's house."
不要攻击你的民，不要降瘟疫给他们。
But not against your people that they should be plagued.
大卫。他这个心，我们看出什么叫做合神心意的王在这里呈现出来。
And so this heart of David, we could see what it meant to be a heart that follows the heart of God, this king.
他看到百姓受苦，他自己受不了。
He saw that the people were suffering, and he couldn't stand it.
他并没有说啊，反正百姓那么多，多死几个无所谓啊。
He didn't say to himself like, "Well, I have so many people, so might as well let some of them die."
我自己好好的就没事就好了。
As long as me and my household are fine, that's okay.
他完全知道这是他自己引起的。
He knew very well that it was because of him.
他本来是应该要受处罚，说是应该是他要承担整个结果的。
It was he who was responsible for the mistake, and that he was the one that should be punished.
但是神并没有直接对付大卫哦。
But God did not attack David personally.
神对付百姓。
God was against the people.
让大卫的心更痛。
So that his heart was even more sorrowful.
因为他不忍心看着这个无辜的百姓就这样死了。
Because he couldn't watch his people die.
所以这个时候，这十七节这句祷告是非常关键的。
And so in verse 17, this prayer was key.
所以第十八节那时候
，So verse 18,
神的使者跟就吩咐加德去告诉大卫说，叫他上去到这个禾场上。
Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
其实第十七节这里他的祷告的时候
And so when he was praying in verse 17,
我们先跳过去看第二十九节。
Let's skip to read verse 29.
For 29.
29, for the tabernacle of the Lord and the altar of the burnt offering, which Moses had made in the wilderness, were at that time at the high place in Gibeon. 30. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord.
当时候的祭坛，祭坛是设在基遍。
At that time, the altar for offering was at Gibeon.
也就是说大卫当时候把约柜迎到耶路撒冷城以后
，which was to say at that time after David had welcomed the ark of the Lord into the city of Jerusalem，
那时候他在耶路撒冷有约柜，他就设立这个祭司在那里看守、唱歌、赞美神这个制度。
And so after the ark of the covenant of the Lord was in Jerusalem， he set up priests and also the whole system to praise God。
那个时候。是在第十六章哈。
And this was in chapter 16.
第十六章的第三十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 37.
看到当时候约柜跟祭坛跟这个会幕是分开的。
We see that the ark of the covenant of the Lord is separated from the altar of offering and also the tabernacle.
第三十九节哈，十六章的三十九节，四十节，你看在基遍这个地方。大卫派祭司撒都、啊、跟众祭司在那里照常献祭赎罪祭平安祭照常献祭敬拜神。
And in verse 39 and 40, we see that David appointed the priest that was to make offerings at the altar in Gibeon.
所以其实如果要献祭的话，应该到基遍去的。
And so in order to make offerings, you need to go to Gibeon.
那当时候这个大卫他犯罪他现在实在是有错他第一个要去的地方应该是到基遍这个祭坛那里去献祭的
And so after David realized that he had sinned against God, the first place that he needed to go should be Gibeon to go to the altar to make offering.
但是他现在看到这个十人使者这一把伸出来的刀在耶路撒冷上。
But then now he saw that this angel of the Lord had a drawn sword over Jerusalem.
他现在他不敢离开啊。
And so he was afraid to leave.
所以他说他其实我们中文说他不敢去求问神是英文是说他不能离开，他不能去。
And in Chinese, it actually translated that he could not go to go before to inquire of God. This translation, but actually he was not able to go.
哦，所以其实是因为现在为了要献祭这个事情，神直接指示你现在到。这个合场上去筑坛。
But in order to for God to show him this thing, God told him directly to go onto the threshing floor to build an altar.
所以当时候神就指示这个先知加德去告诉大卫在哪里筑坛来赎罪这个事情。
And so at that time, God instructed Gad to tell David where to build an altar.
好，那所以呢，大卫就照着神的吩咐呢。就去做了。
And so David followed God's instruction and did likewise.
那就跑到这里来给跑到这个阿尔兰的这个禾场上去跟他讲这件事情。
And so he went onto the threshing floor of Ornan to tell him about this thing.
就是说他要买他这个禾场。
Which is to tell him that he wanted to buy off this threshing floor from him.
好，现在第二十二节，请看二十一章二十二节。
Let's read chapter 21, verse 22.
请读。
And then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build an altar on it to the Lord. You shall grant it to me at the full price, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people."
23.
Verse 23, but Ornan said to David, "Take it to yourself, and let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. Look, I also give you the oxen for burnt offerings, the threshing implements for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all."
24节.
Verse 24, then King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which costs me nothing." 25. So David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place.
好，那这里就记录了这个禾场被大卫跟他连的那个地 整个被大卫买下来了。
And so this here records the event of how David bought the threshing floor as well as the land that was sitting, with the threshing floor.
本来这个奥尔兰是说，就送给你了。
In the beginning, Ornan said, "I'll give it to you for free."
但是大卫说不行。
But then David said, "No."
我一定要用全价来把你买下来。
I must buy it off of you at a full price.
因为是他现在。要照神的吩咐来献祖坛献祭给神，得到神的赦免的。
Because this was for the purpose of building up the altar, to offer up this atonement for sin.
他不可以用那个白白得来的物，人家送给他的东西来献给神。
And he couldn't use something that people give him for free that costs him nothing to offer to the Lord.
到第二十五节这里，看看他这里用了600 sekel的。金子哈，这个大概有15磅的金子。
And so in verse 25, he gave out 600 shekels of gold, which was about 15 pounds of gold.
在撒母耳记下24章，同一这事件，他记载的那个数目不一样啊。
In 2 Samuel chapter 24, the same event, the number was a bit different.
撒母耳记下24章24节。
2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24。
这里那个。王对亚劳拿、啊、这个就是名字是同一个人，只是不同的名字在称呼他。
Verse 24, where the king said to Arnona, "This is the same person, but of a different, it's just a different name."
最后是说用50 shekel的银子买那个禾场和牛。
In the end, it says that for 50 shekels of silver to buy the threshing floor and the oxen.
这个50 shekel的银子。这个大概一磅多的银子而已、啊。
So 50 shekels of silver is only about a pound of silver.
那这里所记载的是只是那一块禾场跟那一只牛而已啦。
And so what was recorded here was just the threshing floor and the oxen.
但是历代志上记的是整块禾场跟它所相连之地，其实就整片的山地都买下来了。
But what First Chronicles recorded was the threshing floor and also all the land that belongs to the threshing floor, which was the whole area of the mountain.
这一个禾场很重要。
And this particular threshing floor is very important.
哦，所以你看它整片，它现在一共用了15磅的金子哦。
And so for the whole piece of land, he used 15 pounds of gold.
在这个地方，他要为神筑一座坛。
And at this place, he was to build an altar for the Lord.
在那里献燔祭和平安祭，求告神。
To offer burnt offerings and peace offerings and call on the name of the Lord.
在这个坛上所献祭的东西，神降天火来把它烧掉了。
And what was offered on this altar, God sent fire from heaven to burn it.
他这个祭献完之后、这个、
，After the offering was made.
然后呢，神就吩咐使者。把这个刀收下来了。
Then God commanded the angel to withdraw his sword.
也就是说，当时候瘟疫就止住了。
Which was to say the plague stopped.
百姓就平安了。
And the people were at peace.
那这个献祭的地方，这个禾场。
And so this place of offering, this threshing floor.
第31节，大卫说。
In verse 31, David said,
这就是神的殿，为以色列人献燔祭的坛。
Or verse 1 in chapter 22, David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel."
哦，所以当时候，因为神从天上降火下来，来接受了他的祭物。
So at that time, God sent fire from heaven to accept his offering.
所以他说，这个就是神的殿。
And so he said, "This is the house of the Lord God."
这个地方就成为后来盖圣殿的所在地。
And that place became the location of the future temple.
我们现在请。跳过去看历代志下第三章。
Let's skip to 2 Chronicles,
第三章
chapter 3,
第一节
verse 1.
请读第三章第一节。
2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1. Now Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
这里特别提到这个和耶布士人，他这个禾场就是在摩利亚山上。
At this verse, it specifically mentioned that the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite was on Mount Moriah.
这个地方建造圣殿。
At this place, the temple was built.
这个地方本来是应该神 派他的使者要施行审判的地方呢？
And this place was originally where God sent his angel to give judgment.
但就是也在这个地方，神开了大卫的眼睛，让他看到异象。
But it was also at this very place that God opened the eyes of David so he saw the vision.
事实上是神出于怜悯，他要使者说住手，够了。
It was because God had his mercy and told his angel, said, and he said, it is enough, stop.
要使者不要再杀下去了。
And God told the angel of the Lord to stop killing.
在这个地方，大卫俯伏在神面前。
And at this place, David fell on his face in front of God.
他知道他的错，他知道本来是应该他受刑罚的。
He knew, he had made a mistake, and he knew that it was he who was supposed to be punished.
当他看到百姓受苦的时候
，and when he saw that the people were suffering,
他恳求神不要再杀百姓。
He pleaded with God to no longer kill off the people.
在这个地方，神的怜悯向他显现。
And at this place, God's mercy was shown to him.
所以这个地方，大卫。他要建立圣殿。
And so at this place, David wanted to build the temple.
因为他 在那里，他领受到在审判的时候，其实神同时有了怜悯。
Because it was at that place that he experienced that during judgment, God also had his mercy.
在这里，让人看到了神的爱。
And this was the place where people could see the love of God.
在这个地方，其实有很重要的意义的。
And at this place, there is a very significant meaning.
当我们看历代志下在描述这个地方，其实就在摩利亚山上的时候。
When we read in 2 Chronicles that this place is actually on Mount Moriah.
我们是否还记得摩利亚山上所发生的事呢？
Do we still remember what happened on Mount Moriah?
那就是创世纪二十二章，神跟亚伯拉罕说，要他带着所爱的以撒。走三天的路程到摩利亚山上献祭的那个地方。
It was the place in Genesis chapter 22 where God told Abraham to bring his son Isaac and walk 3 days' journey to the mount to offer up his son.
在亚伯拉罕献以撒这件事情上看来。
And from the event of Abraham offering up Isaac.
在献儿子这件事情上，我们看到亚伯拉罕他对神的信心。
From the event of Abraham offering up Isaac, we could see his faith.
我们看到亚伯拉罕对神的顺服。
And we could see his obedience to God.
我们也看到以撒对父亲的顺服。
And we could also see the obedience of Isaac to his father Abraham.
当时候，按照希伯来书的作者的看法。
At that time, according to the perspective of the author of the book of Hebrews,
其实以撒已经被杀了。
Actually, Isaac was already killed.
因为如果没有神出声叫亚伯拉罕住手，
because if God hadn't told Abraham to stop,
亚伯拉罕就把儿子砍了。
Then Abraham would have killed off his son.
可是神要亚伯拉罕住手。
But God told Abraham to stop.
当时候亚伯拉罕对神完全的爱，完全的信心。
At that time, Abraham had complete faith and complete love towards God. And it was a complete submission.
在那个地方，他领受了神更大的祝福。
And at that place, he received a greater blessing from God.
希伯来书第十一章，我们看一下。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
17-19.
Verses 17-19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense.
你看这里，亚伯拉罕是因着信。
We see that Abraham, because of his faith, he offered up Isaac.
他真的相信神是能够让人从死里复活的。
He truly believed that God was the God who would raise a people from the dead.
他真的也是仿佛从死里面得回他的儿子一样啊。
And it was also as if he received Isaac from the dead.
因为在那个地方，在摩利亚山上。
Because on Mount Moriah,
当时候的火就等着要把它点着了。
The fire at that time was about to be lit.
祭坛都已经摆好了，刀也准备了。
The altar was already in order, and the sword was ready. The knife was ready.
以撒已经被绑好了。
And the offering itself was on top of it. Isaac was already bound.
但是就是因为就在这个时候，信心通过考验了。
But at that moment, his faith passed the test.
信心借着顺服得胜了。
Faith was triumphant because of obedience.
这个地方就是摩利亚山。
And at that place, that was on Mount Moriah.
这个地方最后成为神圣殿的所在地了。
And later on, that particular place became the temple of God, or the location of it.
从神告诉大卫说要到这个禾场上去建祭坛的时候。
And so, starting from the moment when God told David to go on the threshing floor to establish or to build up the altar,
最后成为神的殿。
Until later on, the temple of God.
这我们就看到。建立神的殿教会的根基第一个就是要信心跟顺服。
We see that the very first step, the foundation of building up the temple of God is faith and obedience.
第二个根基就是对神无条件的爱。
And the second foundation is this complete love towards God or unconditional love towards God.
因为后来神跟大卫跟亚伯拉罕说
Because later on God told Abraham,
我现在已经知道你对我的爱完全没有保留。
I know that your love towards me is complete.
你爱我胜过你的儿子的。
You hold nothing back, and you love me more than your son.
在这个世界上，没有任何东西会对亚伯拉罕来说比他的儿子还宝贵的。
There is nothing in this world that is more precious to Abraham than his son.
但是现在亚伯拉罕他向神证明。他对神的爱远超过他对儿子的爱的。
But Abraham had proven to God that his love towards God was more than his love towards his son.
所以他的爱让神完全的接纳亚伯拉罕。
And so because of his love, God completely accepted Abraham.
神大大祝福亚伯拉罕。
And God blessed him abundantly.
就留下了将来耶稣基督要出现在亚伯拉罕后裔当中，成为万人祝福的源头。
And so he preserved later on the descendants of Abraham, this appearance of Jesus Christ, which was the source of all blessing for mankind.
所以因着有亚伯拉罕他的顺服，他的信心。
And because of Abraham's love and his faith and his submission,
我们就看到神的应许里面就蕴含着耶稣基督来到。
We could see that the promise of God included this coming of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督他是天上天父的爱子，独生爱子。
The Lord Jesus was the only begotten, beloved Son of the Heavenly Father.
这个摩利亚山就成为各个他。主耶稣被钉十字架，各个他的仪表了。
And Mount Moriah became a symbol of Mount Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified.
你看主耶稣基督，他最后因着信心对天父完全的顺服。
Look at Jesus Christ, because of his love and also his complete obedience and faith towards God.
他顺服到死，死在十字架上。
He was obedient to death to the point of the cross.
因为主耶稣基督他这样的一个。
And because of this unconditional love of the Lord Jesus,
无条件的顺服,
and this unconditional obedience to God, it became or it fulfilled the establishment of the church.
所以教会就在这个主耶稣基督的顺服底下建立起来。
And so church was established under the complete unconditional obedience of the Lord Jesus.
如果没有主耶稣在十字架救恩，就没有教会建立。
If there was no salvation on the cross by the Lord Jesus, then there was no establishment of the church.
我们今天末世的真教会也是在。这样的一个信心跟顺服的根基上建立起来。
And today, the true church in the end days is also built upon the foundation of faith and obedience.
今天我们要建立我们内心的殿。
Today, we need to establish the temple in our hearts.
我们要真的得到神的怜悯。
We need to truly receive the mercy of God.
当我们有过犯的时候，我们要面临审判的时候。
When we have sinned and we need to face judgment,
我们真的需要神的怜悯。
We need the mercy of God.
因为我们没有一个人能够靠着我们的行为，完全没有过错，能够得到神的释放。
Because none of us can rely on our own works to receive this complete release from God.
当神要审判的时候
，When God is performing His judgment,
我们真的需要神怜悯。
We need His mercy.
这个怜悯，就是要发生在神的殿里面。
This mercy needs to happen in the temple of God.
所以我们的心里面，如果真的有一个神的殿在当中
，And so if our hearts truly have the temple of God,
那么我们就会 感受到神怜悯有 多好。
Then we will truly feel how good it is to have the mercy of God.
感受到神的爱。
And we'll feel the love of God.
那要建立这个内心的殿，我们如果没有信心，没有顺服，没有对神无条件的爱，是不可能的。
But in order to establish this temple of God in our hearts, it is impossible without unconditional love towards God, unconditional faith, and unconditional obedience.
这个就是在这个历代志上二十一章这里说。告诉我们这个道理。
And that is the teaching in chapter 21 of First Chronicles.
那现在神特别要大卫在这个地方建殿。
And so God especially wanted David to build a temple here.
那现在我们在想。
And so we can think.
为什么是这个禾场选在禾场上
？Why was this threshing floor chosen?
这个禾场是在做什么
？What was this threshing floor for？
禾场是来打鼓哈，把那些空的鼓壳哈，通通把它吹掉的地方。
The threshing floor is a place to thresh out the empty shells of the wheat, to let them be blown away by the wind.
所以在这个神的殿里面。
And so in the temple of God，
要建立起敬拜神的地方，得到神的怜悯。能够免除神的审判，这个地点。
In order, this location, in order to build up the temple of God, to get rid of the judgment of God and to receive the mercy of God.
我们需要把这些不真实的、虚浮的荣耀、人的一些这个很在意的这些空的东西，把它吹走，要留下那个完全真的有东西的。鼓舞。
We need to make sure we let all the empty glory of man and be blown away by the wind and be what's left is the real the substance of the wheat.
我们要了解神的殿，这个神的家，圣殿是打鼓场。
We need to understand this temple of God, this house of God is a threshing floor.
这个打鼓场就是要把这个真的神要收入进入仓库的地方留下处理的场所嘛。
And the threshing floor is the place where God will harvest his harvest to put in his barn.
那个空的就要把它吹掉，都要把它除去哦。
And those the empty wheat or the empty shells of the wheat will be blown away.
所以今天我们在神的殿里面，要把这些虚浮的荣耀、人在意的财富、人的名声。
And so, in the temple of God on his threshing floor, we need to get rid of the pride that we have and also the money that we have and all the praises that we have. These are empty and not substantial. And in order to get rid of only when we get rid of it, then we are able to be gathered together by God to be put in his barn.
在这个地方我们就看到神他特别的旨意。
And at this place, we will see God's special will.
因为在这个打鼓场上，耶稣基督他要用试炼的火。用圣灵来把这些不实在的东西除去。
Because on this threshing floor, the Lord Jesus Christ will use a fire for testing to get rid of anything that is not real.
所以我们看到，其实审判是从神的家开始。
And so we could see that judgment begins from the house of God.
但是在这个审判的过程里面
，But during this process of judgment,
我们如果真的能够像大卫这样子伏在神面前
，If we can truly be just like David to fall on our face in front of God,
当大卫穿麻衣伏的时候，表示他认罪悔改。
When David put on his sackcloths and fell in front of God, he was repenting in front of God.
他知道他想要去凸显自己的荣耀，依靠那个。勇士众多这个想法是错误的。
He realized that he wanted to show off his glory, to show that his army was great. That was wrong.
在这个地方，他俯伏在神面前，他神的怜悯就得胜。
At this place, he fell in front of God, and God's mercy triumphed.
所以在神的圣殿，我们看到怜悯是向审判夸胜。
And so in the temple of God, we see that mercy triumphs over judgment.
让我们能够从我们现在来最后看这一节雅各书。
Let's read a final verse in the book of James.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章第十三节。
James chapter 2 verse 13. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
怜悯是像审判夸胜，我们在神的殿里面看得到。
Mercy triumphs over judgment, and this is something we can see in the temple of God.
都能够真的从这一章圣经里面得到这样的一个教导。
May we all receive this teaching from this chapter in the Bible.
让我们一起来对神建立真正的信心。
Let us all build together our faith, a true faith towards God.
完全的顺服神。
A complete obedience.
真的对神有那个无条件的爱。
And unconditional love towards God.
让我们能够在神的这个殿里，把这些虚无的东西都把它除去。
And that let us get rid of everything that is on the surface, these empty things in the temple of God.
一起来建设神这个怜悯的殿。
And let us all build together this merciful temple of God.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
348首
348.